It's been 20 long years, but we finally got the epic showdown between Ash and Steven Stone that we've all been waiting for. Without a doubt, the battle will go down as one of Ash's greatest triumphs. While Ash used Gengar, Dracovish, and Pikachu, Steven used Cradily, Aggron, and Metagross. In the first matchup, Dracovish squared off against Metagross. The Iron Leg Pokemon dodged Water Gun with Agility and blocked Vicious Rend with Psychic, but then got swapped for Aggron. The short battle was notable, as Ash employed the techniques he learned from Paul in order to stay alive. As soon as it reached the battlefield, Aggron spared no time reminding viewers why it was Steven's ace in Ruby and Sapphire. Using Heavy Slam, it overpowered Dragon Rush and gave Ash his first loss of the battle. To beat Aggron, Ash summoned Gengar. Much to the delight of its Fire-type mentors, Gengar seized victory by inducing a burn with Will-O-Wisp, tanking Smart Strike, and countering Rock Tomb with Dazzling Gleam. It was a bit strange to see Aggron faint from a burn, as it had taken little damage beforehand, but the look of joy on Gengar's face upon winning the battle more than makes up for the rushed defeat. Above all, I loved how proud the win made Infernape and Charizard. Their celebration was a stark reminder that the Masters Tournament is a culmination of everything that Ash has accomplished. Although his reserves may not be fighting themselves, they're just as much responsible for his position in the tournament as any of the Pokemon he caught in Journeys. Steven's next Pokemon, Cradily, opened with an absolute bang. It immobilized Gengar with Power Whip, effortlessly tanked Sludge Bomb, healed itself with Ingrain, and charged Meteor Beam. Although Gengar defended itself with Dazzling Gleam, Cradily ultimately won the battle as it continuously healed itself with Ingrain, blocked Shadow Ball, and landed Power Whip. Luckily for Gengar, Pikachu avenged its loss. The Electric Mouse landed Quick Attack, ran across Rock Blast, intercepted Power Whip, and claimed an epic victory with Iron Tail. Despite Cradily's loss, I thought it proved itself as one of the best fighters in all the tournament. In the final showdown, Pikachu initially struggled against Mega Metagross as the Metal Behemoth calculated the trajectory of all its attacks. The Mega dodged Thunderbolt, landed Meteor Mash, evaded Iron Tail, and fired off Psychic. But Pikachu eventually won the battle as he activated 10 million volt Thunderbolt, shocked the Mega into submission, and beat it with Iron Tail. Although it was awesome to see Metagross again, there's no denying that its strength paled in comparison to that of which we saw against Mega Charizard and Primal Kyogre. Had it drawn on the power that it showed during the Mega Evolution special, I can't imagine that any of Ash's Pokemon could have survived. That being said, I love that Pikachu beat a champion's ace while wearing Ash's hat. It totally symbolizes how the bond between him and Ash is second to none. I also loved how impactful the battle was on the emotional arcs of Ash, Pikachu, and Gengar. My biggest complaint is that I wish Aggron and Metagross could have been given the focus that we all know they deserve. Had they displayed the same ferocity shown by Cradily, I think the battle would have rivaled Cynthia and Iris's in intensity. One of the other things that I loved about the battle was all the Hoenn cameos. Even though most of the characters are entirely inconsequential, it was super fun to see obscure ones like Tyson and Katie. On that, class is adjourned. To learn more about Steven Stone's anime history, check out the very first link in the description. My name's Professor Silver. Until next time, catch you later.